DW.
All over the world, people with impairments currently struggle with the additional challenges posed by the corona crisis. To find out more about their situation, before the show, I talked to the managing director of the Christian Blind Mission, or CBM, Rainer Brockhaus. CBM is headquartered in Germany, and the NGO is working internationally on behalf of people with disabilities and currently supports projects in more than 50 countries, for instance, funding clinics and health services, and also raising awareness for people with impairments and their inclusion in political decision-making. And my first question to Mr. Brockhaus was, what's the situation like for people with disabilities at the moment?
What we hear from our people in the field is that the situation is really difficult. And if you just imagine the situation of a person who has a disability and is typically on the poorer side of society, these people struggle to get through daily lives. And now with the lockdown in many countries, they are asked to build up stock so that they have food for at least several days. And they simply don't have the money to do this. And even if they had the money, even if they could go out, local markets have been closed. And people with disabilities, blind people, they are always depending on their social networks, their social systems. And if these social systems break down, are not there anymore, it is almost impossible for them to get through the day, making sure that they actually can literally survive this time.
Do you have an example maybe from Africa, what the situation is like there, either for blind people or for people with other impairments?
Well, just imagine the situation Africa in, I have kind of the picture in my mind, is in Moshi in Tanzania, in northern Tanzania, a city I visited a couple of months ago. The market there is full of people. Forget about social distancing, forget about face masks. It's just impossible to go through this market without touching other people, without getting very close to them. And these are the situations where people with disabilities are depending on this physical contact sometimes so that others can support them and help them. But now in this situation, others shy away. There is the situation of stigma and discrimination anyway, in which people who don't have experience with a disability are afraid, sometimes afraid of persons with disabilities. And now other people shy away even more from persons with disabilities. And that increases the difficulties for anybody who's disabled. So people that I have met are in a super difficult, life-threatening situation.
How do you try to help them if the situation is so difficult?
We said right from the beginning, we leave final decisions to our employees on the ground who know the context the best. They make proposals for projects that are appropriate for the local situation and that really fill a gap. So in some countries, in some areas, it was about providing personal protection equipment for people with disabilities and their families. In other areas, providing food. And in a third area, it was awareness building, making sure that persons with a disability have a chance to understand what is actually going on. And we made sure that our project partners are equipped and have money to prepare material in Braille so that blind people can read it, or in prepare videos in sign language so that people with a hearing impairment can actually get the information and understand what is going on.
Mr. Brockhaus, in other crises and emergency situations, often the people with impairments are forgotten and when there's a flood, people don't even think that if you're in a wheelchair, it's much harder to escape. Do you feel that in the corona crisis, there has been more awareness of about people with impairments?
No. As in any crisis, persons with disabilities are the first ones to be forgotten and the last ones to receive help. Everybody was so concerned with their own situation that persons with disabilities were clearly neglected again and again. And we are really struggling to make sure that persons with disabilities are being kept on the radar of political decision makers. Unfortunately, I have to say, no progress over crisis situations of the past.
Given that there's so many people in the world who do have some kind of impairment, I think that's more than 1 billion people. How many of these 1 billion people in the world do you think are at particular risk of contracting the coronavirus, in addition to, of course, being challenged by the social distancing situation and so on?
First, I would like to differentiate between disability and disease. So having a disability, having an impairment, does not mean that people are sick and have a disease. That needs to be clear. And if somebody is blind or if somebody cannot hear, that does not mean he is more prone to a corona. So first, I would say, for other people to be infected by a blind or deaf person with corona, that risk is just as high as being infected by any other person. However, for somebody who cannot see, cannot hear, with all the difficulties they already have now to access health systems, increases the risk that they have in a corona situation.
A big focus of your work is on health. CBM, your NGO, supporting clinics in many countries and also fighting diseases that cause disabilities. How is corona impacting that at the moment?
The biggest challenge is really to reach out to persons with disabilities. And if you cannot go out to them, if your medical services cannot be delivered because we have to keep the distance, that blocks our work. If I use river blindness as the example here, one of the key steps is that we distribute the drug, the medicine, twice a year to those living in an affected area. And this regularity is important to break the cycle of infection to the mosquito and from the mosquito back to the human being. And if we cannot keep up this rhythm of twice a year, the disease will start spreading again. And the dramatic situation, the World Health Organization actually stopped all mass drug administration because that obviously could be a super spreader event of corona. So we had to stop this. If this corona situation continues on for another 3 or 5 months, then the cycle of infection will come back and we will see a respreading of river blindness. And that is quite dramatic in my view. DW.